a big band countdown. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with the countdown. In this edition, it'll be a countdown of the 10 most popular records in the United States during the second week of August in the year of 1950. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, these are the original records that now make up the countdown. And since they are the original records, you can expect, oh, a little scratch, a little distortion at times, as we bring you the Big Band Countdown. The second week of August, swinging year 1950 and counting down. Counting down to record number 10. Hey! Record number 10, that second week of August, 1950, Sena had its origin in Israel, but at the half-century mark, its popularity was sweeping across the United States. Sena, as performed by Mitch Miller, his orchestra and his chorus, record number 10. Counting down, that second week of August, 1950, counting down to record number 9. By the second week of August 1950, that record was ranked number 9 in popularity. As a melody, NOLA dated all the way back to 1916, but the electronic wizardry and guitar playing of Les Paul had made a few changes and brought its popularity into 9th place in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. Red, black, yellow, white, as colors, they're different, but when they represent people, they're all the same. As human beings, we must stand for fair and impartial treatment for all. Wearing U.S. military uniforms, we swear to defend our country against foreign and domestic enemies. Prejudice toward fellow servicemen or women takes us away from our basic goal, fighting our country's enemies. But when we practice racial equality, we're not diverted from our basic goal. We must practice good race relations if we are to survive as United States. That second week of August 1950, the Army had just called up 62,000 enlisted reservists to join the ground forces that had been in Korea for over a month. Harry S. Truman was president. Ben Hogan was the champion of golf. Arthur Larsen and Margaret Osborne DuPont ruled the tennis courts. Most of the orchestra leaders of the big band era had disbanded their musical groups, but a few, like Harry James, regrouped to make a few more records. A new recording for the middle of August 1950. We heard it now as a big band extra. Harry James, his trumpet, and his orchestra breathing new life into an old tune called Moon Glow. And this is Chuck Cecil returning now to the count. and with certain amount of apologies. By the middle of August 1950, this record was brand new, but across the years, well, like so many things in life, it has become a little bit cracked. But it was record number 8. Cracked at the opening, but its memories of Sam's song are fresh and just like new, as was the record that second week of August 1950 when Joe Fingers Carr and his Carr Hops vocal group had the nation's 8th most popular record. Sam's song, but Joe Fingers Carr, his real name Lou Bush, they had record number 8. And we're counting down now to record number 7.
Neath the stars above, he was the sweetest man you ever did see. When he held me in his arms and told me of my many charms, he kissed me while the fiddle played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright when he held me on that night, and I heard him say, "Please don't ever go away." When he held me in his arms and told me of my many charms, he kissed me while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. Many charms, he kissed me while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright when he held me on that night, and I heard him say, please, don't you go away. He's gone, and I'll admit I knew that I had met my Waterloo. I knew that he would say adieu with Bonaparte's retreat. Goodbye, little boy. Goodbye, little joy. Goodbye, little boy. So long, little joy.
And there you have record number 7, that second week of August, 1950. Bonaparte's Retreat featured the singing of Kay Starr. Directing the orchestra was Lou Bush, who made top 10 records of his own under the name of Joe Fingers Carr. That was record number 7, Kay Starr singing Bonaparte's Retreat. Number 7 in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. You know, nearly all drivers want to drive safely, and most consider themselves quite skilled behind the wheel. But everyone knows there are unsafe drivers. They kill themselves and others by the thousands every year. But none of us knows when or who a bad driver will strike. You could be the next victim, so don't take chances. Protect your own life by using your safety belts every time you drive. That second week of August in the swinging year, 1950, Judy Holliday was starring in the motion picture Born Yesterday. Jose Ferrer played the part of Cyrano de Bergerac. Both would win Oscars, as would All About Eve as Best Movie of 1950. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover announced there were 500,000 communist fellow travelers in the United States. Senator Joseph McCarthy continued to raise his voice against communism, and the political sentiments spilled over into the recording industry. Piano and orchestra of Ralph Flanagan. During that second week of August, 1950, that politically oriented musical recording of The Red We Want Is The Red We've Got was only a week old. A patriotic song having been made the 7th day of August, 1950. We heard it now as an extra. And now let's get back to the counting down. For the second week of August, 1950, we've counted down now to record number 6.
I want to be loved with inspiration. I want to be loved starting tonight. Instead of merely holding conversation, hold me tight. I want to be kissed until I tingle. I want to be kissed starting tonight. Embrace until our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I want to be thrilled. Desperation. I want to be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I want to be
Andrew sisters, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne with record number 6 for that second week of August, 1950. Patty, the featured soloist to the tune, I Want to Be Loved, backing provided by Gordon Jenkins, his orchestra and chorus. The Andrew sisters with the nation's 6th most popular record in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with the Big Band Countdown. In this edition, a survey of the top 10 records in the United States during the second week of August, 1950. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra World, and Variety, comes this presentation of original records that are sometimes scratchy, even cracked, but records that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
Belmonto's canned peaches.
Cut it out, Herb.
Dolly Addison's frozen pie.
Cut it out.
Herbal Garden Shampoo.
Cut it out.
Whiz Bang Peppermint Patty Ice Cream.
Oh, cut it out.
And Cloud 9 Whip Topping Mix.
Cut.
Agnes, are you sure you can use these coupons at the commissary?
If I weren't sure, Herb, you wouldn't be cutting them out.
Well, I never knew coupons you got out of ordinary magazines were good in the commissary.
They're good in the PX and Foodland, too.
Agnes, why didn't you ever tell me this before?
The first time.
Oh.
Counting down the popularity charts for the second week of August, 1950. Counting down to record number 5.
Tender, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tender, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tender, tender, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square.
Can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Nothing, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Nothing, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Nothing, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Nothing, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square?
America's fifth favorite record during the second week of August of that year, 1950. Gordon Jenkins, his orchestra, and a vocal group known as the Weavers singing Zaina, Zaina, Zaina. It was record number 5. Counting down now to record number 4.
Here's a happy tune you'll love to croon. They call it Samson. It's catchy as can be, the melody. They call it Samson. Nothing on your mind, and then you find you're humming Samson. Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. The people that you meet out on the street, all whistling Sam's song. Everyone you see will soon agree that it's a grand song. So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to groove this happy tune. They call it Samson.
And now another treatment, this classic American theme, brought to you by Mr. Gaddy Crosby.
A Here's a happy tune.
That'll bring you a smile all the while. When you croon it, you're really in style.
And the title is Sam's Song. It's catchy as can be.
With a sly little beat and the melody sweet keeps you tapping your feet.
And the title is Sam's Song. Nothing on your mind.
But the news of the day and the bills you must pay keep your hair turning gray, but you're still humming Sam.
Are you all right?
Song.
How's your brace?
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do.
Oh, the people that you meet.
Hello, Joe, what you know, and remind me to mow. Tell them business is slow, but I'm whistling Sam's Song.
Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell, but agree that it's swell and it's really a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to croon like a lark in the park who is making his mark, serenading the dark with a chorus of Sam's Song. If you learn to croon the happy tune, they call it Sam's Song.
Sam's Song. It was subtitled The Happy Tune, as performed by Bing Crosby and his oldest son, Gary. Record number 4, that second week of August, 1950. The two Crosbys, backed by Matty Matlock's All-Stars, were the nation's fourth most popular record in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. Have you ever walked by somebody's quarters and seen a 5-day supply of mail, newspapers, and other deliveries? Well, if you've noticed it, chances are pretty good that some shady character has, too. Only he'll probably do more than just notice it. Accumulations of deliveries are giveaways of an empty house. And an empty house is an open invitation to burglary. So start to stop when you leave. Stop deliveries or let a neighbor pick them up every day. Remember, crime prevention starts with you.
American Forces Radio, straight ahead.
A big band extra, a new record for that second week of August, 1950.
They did the boogie real slow, with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow, with the blue lights way down low. I went to a party with a Bobby Sox. At the party, I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I started swinging. All she did was rock. Kept on swinging. She said, now listen, Pop. I like to boogie real slow with the blue light way down low. Shades were down, the chicks were in the groove. I didn't see how those cats could dance when their feet didn't even move. I started swinging, swung my left foot out, kept on swinging. I heard somebody shout, you got a boogie real slow with the blue. You got a boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Started rocking, we really had a time. The house was rocking, I almost lost my mind. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down.
wouldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
The girls and boys made so much noise, they even had a raid. The only thing those cops could find was ice cream and lemonade. Oh, what a party! I should have stayed at home. Oh, what a party! I was like a chaperone. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
The 78 RPM records were still being made that second week of August, 1950, but more and more the record companies were turning to the 45 and the 33 and a third RPMs. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five took advantage of this new freedom by recording a four-minute version of a tune they call Blue Light Boogie, the leader featured on vocal. It was recorded just 2 months before this survey, so we heard it now as a big band extra. And this is Chuck Cecil, returning now to the countdown. For the second week of August, counting down the popularity charts to record number 3.
Won't you play some simple melody like my mother sang to me? One with a good old-fashioned harmony. Play some simple melody.
Musical demons set your honey a-dreamin', won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag. Musical demons at your honey's dream, and won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical
my mother
to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a
good old
child, you get all my applause. And that is because
some simple
I won't listen to rag.
The voices of Gary and Bing Crosby with record number 3, that second week of August, 1950. Play a simple melody, the father and son combination backed by the all-stars of Matty Matlock. A simple melody, number 3 in the countdown. And of the records that were in the top 10 that second week of August, 1950, this was ranked number 2.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
The second most popular record in America that second week of August 1950. Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa. The record had been made in March, released to the public in May, and by the middle of August was resting in second position. That week, 1950, the population of the United States was less than 151 million. Employment was down because of the war in Korea. The Yankees were leading the American League. The Phillies were ahead in the National. John Hershey's The Wall was a bestseller. Big bands were attempting a comeback. Several were succeeding, as in this Big Band Extra.
Thank you.
Jerry Gray and a big band extra. Gray had been an arranger for Artie Shaw, and Glenn Miller had written Miller's hit String of Pearls. Now, less than 2 months before the survey, he had recorded with his own orchestra, Restringing the Pearls. An extra, before we conclude, the Big Band Countdown. Want to do your part to conserve energy? It won't take much, just a little thoughtfulness every now and then. Consider, if you will, the following tips. Think of your environment in terms of energy. It takes energy to light lamps, operate appliances, heat water, run cars and trucks. Every time you use fewer lights, take shorter showers, and walk, you conserve energy. See, it doesn't take much to help. You can think of more ways. Just try. Remember, we're all in this together. And now, here is America's favorite record during the second week of August, 1950. This was record number one.
Saturday night I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife are parted. I'm gonna take another stroll downtown. Into the river and drown.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Stop rambling. Stop your gambling. Stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family. Stay there by your fireside bright.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene.
Record number one, that second week of August, 1950. Good Night, Irene, an old Huddy Ledbetter number, updated by Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and the Singing Weavers featuring Terry Gilkison. Good Night, Irene, record number one. For the past hour, this has been Chuck Cecil for the Big Band Countdown. In this edition, we've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the second week of August, 1950. From a collection of vintage publications and original records that are sometimes scratched and even cracked and broken, this has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, the Big Band Countdown.
A is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Hear the fifth game of the World Series tonight at 9:05.